Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part four of my series entitled, How We Can Escape Pervasive Deception. This article is called Repentance from Syncretism. In my previous article, I showed how we can repent from believing the, quote, scientific, end of quote, lie of evolution as opposed to the Bible creation story. This article will address the sin of syncretism, whereby we try to blend two or more irreconcilable ideas or faiths. God warned the Israelites that they must destroy the idols of the people who lived in Canaan to protect themselves from their deluding influence. This is found in Exodus 34, 12 through 16. The people of that day recognized what many today do not understand. Demonic principalities and powers often gain influence and even mastery over the residents who live in certain areas because of sacrifices made to those evil beings in order to procure favor and blessings. In order to protect themselves, invading conquerors often made an effort to appease the local gods. They would not abandon their own gods, but would simply add some new ones. This eclectic religion seemed very practical and revealed that they believed that there was not one supreme God over all, but many gods who vied with one another. This would result in a syncretistic blending elements from the various religions into something new. Another definition of syncretism is the, quote, attempted union of principles or parties irreconcilably at variance with each other. End of quote. I hope I showed how creationism and Darwinism are hopelessly irreconcilable. Nevertheless, many well-meaning theologians over the years felt pressure to try to fuse the two. They did not want to seem foolish or ignorant of the latest scientific breakthroughs. They wanted to have their Christian religion while bowing to the gods of science. It created something very different from simple belief in the Bible's teachings. When engaging in syncretism of this sort, something has to give, and it always seems to be our adherence and allegiance to the written word of God. Instead of God's creating the known world and everything in it and around it in 6 days, blending evolutionary theory into the mix requires us to drag things out over millions of years using supposedly naturalistic but quite impossible processes to spontaneously generate life. Such syncretism results in a sort of deism in which God passively steps back and lets things play out on their own. As is apparent, this compromise results in two things. First, it teaches us to distrust and abandon the literal teachings of the Bible. And secondly, it makes God irrelevant and unneeded, which is exactly the goal of every satanic philosophy and scientific system of thought. Followers of Christ cannot be syncretistic. As Joshua said long ago in Joshua 24, 14, and 15, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's the New American Standard Bible. Now let us consider the creation story in more detail and examine another form of syncretism that involves the Big Bang Theory. Have you ever wondered where scientists got the idea of the entire known universe exploding out of nothing? This idea is found in the Kabbalah, an occult form of Jewish mysticism. And I quote, "All of existence started with an explosion from one point that is continually multiplying, according to Jewish mysticism. Thus, Wolfson sees a distinct relationship between the contemporary Big Bang theory and the Kabbalistic notion that the universe burst forth from a single point, which in mystical terms is the limitless light of the divine or infinite, known as the Ein Sof. In Hebrew, Ein Sof literally means no end. So the divine or God is just another word for infinity. Kabbalists are people who study the manifestations of infinity, and just as physicists seek a single principle, a so-called, quote, unified theory of everything, end of quote, that will explain all of life, so do mystics. For the Kabbalists, that one principle is the light of infinity, which materializes into the multiplicity of all beings, Wolfson says. The light emerging from darkness is both physical and symbolic, the professor explains. As an idea, it shows that things are often much more complex than they appear at first glance, and that the most abstract of notions explain the material world. Cast in the lingo of quantum physics, we could identify the immaterial light as the particle and the material vessel as the antiparticle, which meet and collide in the zero gravitational energy of empty space, the nothingness that spawns the something that is the stuff of being, Wolfson says. That's from an article entitled Jewish Mysticism Offers a Poetic Explanation of the Big Bang and Black Holes. This is a perfect example of satanic, quote, science, end of quote, which weaves its web around the mind, appealing to our desire to have knowledge without getting it from God. Personally, I believe that Satan was just as surely behind the Kabbalistic version of origins as he is behind the Big Bang theory. I think they are one and the same, only the latter is dressed up in the clothes of science rather than religious mysticism. The Kabbalah was developed during the Middle Ages by a Jewish mystic. Practical Kabbalah is the process of engaging in rituals, summoning angels and demons, uttering incantations and divine names, using amulets and magical seals to actually change the world. That's from an article in LearnReligions.com. The Kabbalah is syncretistic, blending biblical Judaism with witchcraft. One might say the same thing about the Big Bang theory. It seeks to weave a magical spell around our minds to keep us from seeing God's glory in creation. The attempt to blend the Big Bang theory and its attendant cosmology with what the Bible teaches is quite impossible. Even though it seems as if it might be done at first, the Bible says that God spoke our world into existence out of nothingness. So far, so good. Genesis 1:1. But besides refusing to credit the Creator with initiating the process, the Big Bang Theory holds that the sequence of events after the initial blast unfolded completely is unlike what God's word tells us. Employing supposed naturalistic forces and assumptions, The Big Bang Theory posits that an entire universe of exploded matter and energy over vast amounts of time formed into stars, planets, etc., eventually producing what we observe, including all forms of life, without any reference or reliance upon the Creator. The Bible is very specific how God put things together, dividing his work into six 24-hour days. The two simply do not mix. By supposedly giving us a naturalistic and supposedly scientific explanation of our origins, Satan tries to make those who hold to what the Bible says seem backward, archaic, and ignorant. If you want to be mocked or patronized, tell your educated friends that you believe the Bible 100%. The Bible does not always give us the how or why, but only the what. Man always wants to know more than God chooses to tell us. We want to figure out God and how and why everything works. This insatiable quest for knowledge is what got us into trouble in the first place and continues to do so now. Some things are simply past our comprehension and need to know. When Job virtually demanded to know why God allowed him to be afflicted, God eventually appeared to him, but not to answer his questions. Job's interaction with his Maker resulted in his gaining a new awe and admiration for him that satisfied every fiber of his being. He no longer needed to know why. Job 42:3-6 recounts this. "Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge?" asked God. "Therefore I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know." That's what Job said. Then God said, "Hear now, and I will speak. I will ask you, and you instruct me. I have heard," and then Job said, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I retract and I repent in dust and ashes." New American Standard Bible. The creation is meant to impress upon us awe and wonder, resulting in worship of the Creator. The Big Bang Theory is meant to reduce the universe to mere materialistic mechanisms that rob us of knowing God. King David wrote these words of worship as he pondered the heavens, and I read from Psalm 8:3-6. "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet." New American Standard Bible. God intends for us not only to grow in our knowledge and worship of him, he also wants us to understand that mankind is central to his creation purposes. The Big Bang Theory leaves us thinking that we are inconsequential specks in a vast, impersonal universe. Can you not detect Satan's hand in weaving the witchcraft-like spell of this pervasive lie? In my next article, I will begin to explore in more detail what the Bible says about the world in which we live. It is quite at odds with the lie of the Big Bang Theory. We cannot mix the two. We, like Joshua, must decide whom we will serve. Modern so-called science with its cleverly spun lies, or the God of the Bible whose words are always true. We cannot, he cannot, and does not ever lie. I conclude by reading 1 Timothy 6:20 through 21 from the New King James Version. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely so-called a knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. Thank you very much for listening, and may God bless you.